Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Here we are, everyone, episode 14. I am so stoked that you decided to pop in for this one. I've been thinking about the topic for this episode for quite a while, and I'm really excited about it because it's about to add some value and some perspective to your daily life. So I was thinking about this topic because this past weekend I was supposed to record an episode on a different podcast, an interview, which I'm really excited to share with you guys. But due to technology and sometimes it not working, we had to postpone. But before we knew all that, I was thinking about it all week this week, and I was like, oh my God, like, who am I to be recording, you know, a podcast with somebody else? Like, I'm not good enough for that. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, so on, and all these fears of like doubt come in, right? It's like the age-old story. It happens to everybody and it happens all the time. And one of the things that I was thinking about was, you know, that I should stop competing with other people because my story is going to be different than other people's stories. And my experience is completely different than other people's experience. And ultimately, you guys, life is hard enough and we all deserve a break from other people's negative opinions. It sounds like great in theory, but it's actually really challenging because when other people are winning around us, even though we don't want to feel this way, we can feel really resentful and we can wish that we were more like them or we had their success or, you know, why not me? Why can't I have that? But I think it's important to remember that everyone has their own challenges, whether we see them or not, and not everything is always shown to us. So, you know, we get a very small snippet of people's lives, especially on social media, and people have challenges that we know nothing about, right? So when other people are winning around us, who knows how much hard work actually went into that? Or, you know, who knows how terrified they probably were before they got started? But the challenge is, and the thing is that we all have to get started somehow. And you're never going to get to where you need to be if you're sitting there in, you know, judgment for yourself, trying to compete with other people and, you know, just casting negativity on others and yourself, really. I think that one of the key things in all of this, though, is awareness. And awareness is so important because competition with other people almost always comes with feeling insecure about something or jealous of what someone has that we don't have. Being insecure is mostly just awful for the person that's feeling insecure. So if I'm feeling insecure, it's mostly awful for me because it blocks the ability or the capacity to see past the judgment or the insecurities or the feelings of not being enough. So you feel insecure about yourself because you don't feel like you're good enough or you don't feel like you'll ever have those things that other people have. So many things can make us feel insecure, but I think the core of it is when we feel insecure about something, it's because we want what that other person has and we don't feel like we will ever get it. So you feel insecure about your abilities and your strengths and your weaknesses and all of the different things that make you you because you don't feel like you're good enough and you feel like you'll never have what that other person has or you'll never get it in the same way or any ideology around that. I used to feel this way all the time and I still find myself feeling like this here and there, but now I know how to kind of like mute it and like shut it down because once it starts, I'm like, oh no, not today. We don't have time for this. So I just shut it down. But the truth is I was feeling this way because I felt like the people around me were so much better than me because of all the stuff that they've accomplished. But the truth is, and I try and remind myself of this all the time, if they can do it, so can I. If they can have it, so can I. And the main thing in all of this is, why the heck not me? Like, why shouldn't I be allowed to reach or achieve that same happiness or those same goals or feelings of not being, you know, insecure? Why can't I have those things too? If other people have been so successful and other people are, you know, spreading kindness and joy and love and peace and doing good for the world and bringing a crazy idea and actually making it happen, why not me? Of course. Why not you? Like, of course. Ultimately, you guys, it goes back to the stories that we create in our minds. And one of the things I've noticed is that we make up a story for every situation. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. I've definitely had it happen to me. But I find that it often happens when we're feeling insecure. You know, have you ever done this in your head? Like if you've been in a fight with someone and then you leave the situation and you come back to it and you think back on it and you're like, oh, you know what? I should have said this. I should have said this. I should have said this. And then I would have gotten my point across here and I would have been stronger in saying this, whatever. Or have you gone to a situation that's new for you? Like you're going to a new event and you don't know anybody there. So you're unsure of what the people inside are going to be like. So you create all these stories in your head of like what's going to happen and like situations that will happen, and you envision it and you play it out and you know what you're going to say and people are going to ask you questions and this is how you're going to answer, and you know, you're going to respond in all these different ways. Or as another example, if someone looks at you the wrong way, how will you defend yourself? What are you going to say back to them? Like how will you put them back in their place? You know, all of these things all come back to stories. And the biggest thing that I have with these stories is the power that they hold over your mind. What you think about is so powerful. The scenarios you dream up in your head are so powerful because they're what shape your thoughts and how you react and pretty much everything to do with you. So you have to pick the stories that you tell yourself so carefully and so wisely, because that's what will give you a positive or negative reaction. And that's what will prep you for stepping into situations like this with open arms and open mind and no walls up, you know? One of the other things that I was thinking about is I'm doing this 21-day meditation with Oprah and Deepak Chopra. And the whole theme for this meditation is grace and gratitude. So I found that this topic really kind of tied in with being grateful and having, you know, grace in your life. And it's really about being grateful to the people around you. Feel that gratitude for being surrounded by people who add value to your life or to your social media even. I mean, social media is a genuine part of your life, so feeling gratitude for that aspect is absolutely so powerful. Because we see so much content every single day, and the quality of that content has an impact on us. You know, you can read a quote and you can feel instantly inspired, or you can read about an awful, you know, world event and you can read the comments and you can feel so defeated and you can feel so much sadness towards other people and, you know, really for humanity as a whole. But when you choose to build up your life in a way that all you consume around you is positive and inspiring to help others, the stories you tell yourself start to change. The less you begin to judge people, the more you want to help people. And then you make space for more grace to come into your life and fill the cracks where there was once a judgment or hurtfulness that you were experiencing. It also helps you bring more grace to the people who need it the most. So there might be people in your life that you love so dearly, but you feel like you can't connect with them, or there's a block, or you know, they have their walls up. But practicing this allows you to bring down your own walls and your own feelings and bring more grace into that relationship and support people when they need to be supported. If we can all inspire each other, even in the smallest way, once a day, instead of trying to compete with one another for attention or, you know, wanting more or whatever it is, we can actually make such a positive change in the world. Something that is so key in this is to always admire others for what they do. Admire them for the work that they put in. Be happy for them for all that they've accomplished. Be happy for them where they are in their life. These are the kinds of people that you want to be surrounded by. You want to be surrounded by the people that make you want to do better, that bring out that part of you that is striving for more. The people that really encourage you to live your best life on purpose. I noticed that when I stopped judging other people around me or trying to compete with the people who I felt were so much better than me, I actually became so much happier and so much more at peace with my life and who I am, because I released the expectations that we all have to be on the same journey to be successful. I mean, success is so different for everyone, and I love living in the journey because who knows what the destination is. That is the best part of this. We can't wait for the destination. if you want to put an actual destination to whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, the destination is your last day on earth. So when you give yourself that mindset, it gives you more freedom to make mistakes. It gives you more freedom to take your own path, to feel out what feels good to you, to see and feel success the way it resonates with you. And it takes away all of the competition with other people, because at the end of the day, who really cares? Who cares? What matters is if we show up for our loved ones by encouraging them instead of competing with them. And not just our loved ones, but our community. Showing up for our community, our friends, the people who surround us, by encouraging them and being happy for them, going to their events when they have them, sending them a note that you appreciate them, instead of competing with them. You make a greater impact this way, and you leave a lot of negativity out of it. But what I was saying before, that, you know, when I stop judging other people, I also stop judging myself. And this was really, really, really freeing for me, because for the first time, I felt more fulfilled and I wasn't as hard on myself. Without even realizing it, this actually made my relationships absolutely thrive, because there was no expectation, there was no competition, there was just respect as the foundation. And my days feel less stressful. You know, I go to my job and I don't feel less stressed about all the things that I have to do. I feel more connected to my life and to my purpose and to making time for myself and knowing that that's okay. And this has really allowed me to take a stand for my life and to take a stand for my interests and follow my passions while making amazing new friends and building a community that inspires me instead of sitting here judging other people for all their successes. There was a book that was the catalyst for all of this for me, and I've probably talked about it before, and if not on this podcast, then definitely in real life, you know, in day-to-day in-person conversation, and it's called The Judgment Detox, and it's by Gabby Bernstein. She has this line that she repeats to herself, and it really, really, really works, you guys, and I'm probably not going to quote it word for word, but this is what I use, and it's what resonates with me. It's, I release this thought and I choose again. I pretty much say this anytime that I feel like I'm being judgmental or I'm about to say something that I'm not proud of and I know I'm going to regret as soon as I say it. But this line works because it allows you to pause in that moment. It allows you to reflect on what you're about to say or what you're about to think and take a moment to choose again. It works so well because it often changes an incredibly negative thought to something more positive that comes from a place of love and gratitude. And then when you use it, there is no guilt because you made the conscious effort to choose again. So what I really want is to hear about the ways that you've made a conscious effort to build people up. So if you're listening, I want you to send me a message or leave a comment, you know, in the reviews, about what you've done in your life to build other people up, or even build yourself up. What are the things that you've done to support your community? Because when we support each other, only positivity and amazing things happen. So be sure to share this episode with a friend if you think that they need it, because we all need a little dose of perspective, especially to set up our week on the right foot. I hope that you loved this episode. I hope that you feel me when I say, stop competing with other people. You are enough just the way you are, and your successes and where you are in your life is exactly where you're meant to be. And if you're not happy with where you are right now, just know that you have every single power, every single tool within yourself to be able to learn more and get exactly where you want to be. And it's a process, right? Like, it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but once we start realizing all of the amazing things that happen when we let go, we actually get back so much more, and that's the best part. So I'm wishing you a wonderful week, you guys. I can't wait to hear from you, hear your stories, and hear about how you're building people up and how you're making an impact every single day. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.